Switch.
So about 30 minutes before we went on the air, there was screaming in my household.
Oh, God.
Both dogs were out in the backyard. And where I live, there's woods and deer and rabbits and all that right behind the house.
Yeah, you're like in some rural farm area.
Yeah, with cows and all that. So I look out the back door and the oldest dog has something in his mouth. And he's like,
oh, no.
And it's like he can't, like it's stuck in his mouth. And I looked out there and it looked like a big leaf.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a leaf is stuck to his face. So I'm telling him, drop it. And he's not dropping it. So I grabbed the broom to knock it out of his mouth. And I go out there and I thought it was a frog.
Right, right.
So it looked like frog's legs hanging out.
Ew.
And I knocked it out of his mouth and it looked like an inside out bird. That's been dead for like 3 months.
Ew. Oh, God. Country living is gross.
And it smelled so bad.
Oh.
And he's eating it.
Oh, God. Is this a bird that one of your cats probably killed?
There was a bird probably about four or five months ago that died in the backyard. And mm-hmm. he was dying. He was like,
right. Okay.
And I kind of just pushed him out into the woods and said, have a nice life, birdie. Goodbye. So it might have been that bird.
Ah.
But okay. It's been 100 degrees outside for months now. And so I knocked it out of his mouth. I chunked it in. I didn't pick it up. And
of course not.
My youngest son ran out there with me because the dog wouldn't drop it.
Oh, God. Of course he wouldn't drop it. That's dog gold.
So Christopher had to grab the dog while I knocked it out of his mouth.
Ugh.
And I couldn't get a foot near it because it smelled. I'm telling you, I've never smelled anything like this in my life.
Are you sure it wasn't a dead body? Sure it wasn't like a human, like a foot or something?
It could have been. I have no idea. I didn't want to look at it. It was smelled so bad. It's put it this way. It smelled so bad. Christopher ran upstairs, took his clothes off, threw him in the washer and jumped in the shower. That's how nasty this was.
I don't think dead birds or dead mice or any of that kind of stuff smells that bad. That was a human body part. This is a serial killer where you live.
I mean, when people say somebody died in the apartment next to them and they were like that for a month before somebody found them and it smelled so bad, I now know what that smells like.
Yes.
It is so bad. But
that might have been a kidney. Wait a minute. This is the beginning of so many of those stories on the channel I watch.
You want me to go out there and find it and take a photo of it?
No, don't take a photo of it. But let me just tell you, this is the beginning of so many of these stories I watch. That someone's walking with their dog in the woods, or the dog gets out, and the dog is running, and the dog comes back with like a foot, a hand, a finger, a kidney, like a human body part. That I think that's what happened. I think your dog might have solved a murder. You should call 911.
I think it is the bird that I pushed off, and somehow he found it, and some animal. I don't know, but is the dog going to get sick now? Probably.
Right.
Because the dog was eating whatever the frick it was.
Well,
and
right.
I don't want the dog near me anymore. I don't want the dog sleeping with me now. He had something dead in his mouth eating it.
Why don't you call your vet and ask? I mean, if that happened to me, if my dog came home with a dead anything and was eating it, that dog would be rushed right to the vet immediately. Like, that's the first place I'd be. And I'd be like, is this dog going to die? You're such a, but that's not country. Like, the thing about living in the country is a dog comes in, you know, he's dragging a foot. He's got something come out of his mouth. He might be like spitting up whatever. And you people go, it'll be fine. And we'll wait. Let's wait a day or two and see how it goes. You know what I mean? Like us city folk, I would have had that dog at the vet the minute I saw whatever it was in its mouth.
See, now I don't even want a dog in my life anymore. That you can be that disgusting and have something like that in your... And they say the dog's nose is 4,000 times more than our nose.
More than that, like 10,000, yeah.
I'm telling you, Cooper, it was the nastiest smell you've ever smelled in your life.
I know. How did the dog smell that and go, I want to put that in my mouth?
And wouldn't drop it. after I'm yelling at the dog to drop it and the dog's not dropping it. It's like, hell no, this is so good. This is the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
That's the real perplexing part of it, because when they say like dogs smell 10,000 more times than us, the example they give is if someone is making soup, you're like, oh, I smell soup. The dog smells the chicken, the carrot, the celery, each thing separately because the dog's nose is so good. So if your dog was smelling what you were smelling and still wanted to put it in its mouth, there's something wrong there.
Yeah,
that's a human body part. That's what I think.
I don't think I'm ever going to eat again. I mean, I'm going to be 110 pounds by the end of the month because I can't eat anything anymore. That's
well, I hate to say it, but it's a good way to go on a diet. You kind of need it.
Yeah, screw you.
That should be the new diet craze. Here, smell this. I'll never want to eat again.
Just go outside with the dog. But I don't know how dogs, he can't see a foot in front of him because he's almost 15 years old.
Right.
He's blind and deaf. But blind and deaf, he can still find a dead something. And
that's
put
how
it
good
his
nose still is. Yeah, that's impressive. Unless his nose is not great. He might have been out there and thought, oh, a chicken bone. You know what I mean? Like he was smelling chicken bone and you were smelling dead animal.
It's so bad. I mean, if you go outside in the backyard right now, that's all you can smell. And it's probably 300 feet away.
Wow.
Because I pushed it in the woods because I couldn't get close to it.
Yeah, and you can't get the smell out of your nose. That's the thing.
No.
Like it's still in your nose. I know that feeling where like you smell something gross, and even though you're away from the gross thing, your nose isn't.
Yeah, for Christopher to rip his clothes off and throw them in the dryer and go jump in the shower because it was that nasty. And he didn't get that close to it either.
Yeah, and that's a country kid. Like country kids put up with a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's impressive. That smell is impressive.
It's going to take me weeks to get over this. I mean, that's a nasty animal. Why do people have these nasty animals in their house? We should not have these nasty animals.
No, they're just animals. That's the thing. People are like, oh, look at my cute dog. You have a live animal at your house. That's an animal. Like you're a human. That is an animal. That's a beast at your house. You're wondering why the animal does something weird. It's an animal.
That
it's
will
not
at
a child.
Any time put a dead rotting bird carcass in its mouth and run around like, no, you can't have it. This is mine.
I just hope he doesn't get sick. I would keep an eye on him.
I mean, it's to the point, I think he's rabid because he would not put that thing down. Even screaming at him, he wouldn't put it down.
Oh, God, you better hope that thing didn't have rabies.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, God. Again, as a country person, you're just like, I hope it goes well. Hope this ends up
Sleep off the rabies. It'll be fine.
By the morning, we should all be dead.
Yeah, because the dog's going to sleep in my bed tonight.
No, that would be that'd be a hard pass from me.
It's an outside dog now. You now live outside.
You are now an outside dog. That's a no for me dog.
I'm buying you a house, and that's where, you know,
you are now an outside. After 15 years, you've earned your right as an outside dog.
Yeah, I drive by people's houses, and I see the dog outside in the summertime, chained up to the thing. The yard dog. And I feel so bad for the dog. Now I know why those dogs are outside, because they were chewing on a dead bird. And the guy said, that's it. You can't sleep in my house anymore. You're a wild animal.
Exactly. And that's what happened. Your animal is now a wild animal.